You clock out. We clock in. Welcome to the Torn by Sports Lunch Break.
This is the Torn by Sports Lunch Break. I am Alan Martindale from the Dog and Deuce Show. Our guest today is Utah recruit Zach Moss. Zach is a running back from Hallandale High in South Florida. Zach, thank you very much for taking the time to join me today. I hope you had a good holiday. Have you had a chance to make it out to Salt Lake City yet?
No, I'm on my visit next week, the 22nd of this month.
Very nice. Well, we look forward to having you out here. What was the recruiting process like? I mean, I know, you know, coming out of high school, you put up some big numbers. I got to imagine, you know, coming out of high school, it's got to be tough to weigh all your options and all that. Can you maybe give us a little insight into what the recruiting process was like for you?
I mean, you had a couple schools coming at me. At the end of the day, you got to, like, just sit down and think about what's best for you and what school fits for you and stuff like that.
And what was it about Utah that really sold you? I know you had looked at Miami, but what was it about coming to Salt Lake City that really grabbed your attention?
Getting away, seeing the new scenery, and playing with some of the teammates I had this year at the next level.
Well, and I know you had I know Dennis Erickson was heavily involved in your recruiting, and you know, I have met him before, and I was kind of starstruck just with, you know, this is a guy who's won 2 national championships. He's coached at every single level possible. What was it like coming from Florida, right near Miami? What was that like to meet him and kind of get to know him in the recruiting process?
It was pretty cool. Kind of watched some of the UM stories and then seeing him being a part of it. Just very cool meeting a guy like that who's accomplished so much at the coaching level.
And I imagine as a running back, you gotta think that you can learn a lot from him. He's a running backs coach right now. You know, you got a couple other teammates coming out with you to Salt Lake City. How close are you with Tyler Huntley and Damari Simpkins?
I met Tyler last year. I think we've become pretty close together. Pretty cool. But I've known Damari for a while now since Optimus.
So that's got to be pretty nice. I mean, you're going out of state to college. You got some teammates going with you. Do you think that's going to make the transition for you guys easier? You know, transitioning to life, different culture, different state, different climate.
Yeah, they're leaving Friday, so they're going to tell me how it is. When I get up there, we're all going to be rooming together. It makes it much easier because we all know each other, so we're just going to stick around with each other and make the college experience much easier for us.
And maybe you can give us just a little quick insight into what those guys can offer on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, between you and Tyler and Damari, I mean, that is a triple threat. Can you give us some of their strengths?
Damari, first off, is a great, like, special teams guy. He can play kick return. He can play punt return. He has great speed. And he's a guy that can get the screen plays very, very good. And Tyler is just an all-around quarterback. Mobile, he makes 10-point passes. His IQ is high. He has a good look on the game.
Well, you know, we talked about how that's going to help you. You know, you're going to roommate with these guys. Any nerves coming, you know, coming out of state to go to college and play college ball?
No, not really. I always wanted to leave and go see some new things, so I think it's going to be pretty kind of easy for me.
And how does it feel to be going to a college? I mean, Utah obviously recently has struggled offensively, so you can help out a lot on the offensive side of the ball. But this is also a school that consistently produces really good running backs. What is it? Are you nervous at all, or? Do you feel any pressure to coming into a school that has such a rich tradition of running backs?
Not really. I already looked at the depth chart and stuff like that. I think I can come in right away and help out the offense. I think I'm very similar to Booker and the way you use them in the running game and the passing game.
You know, I saw your highlight reel, too, and you got a lot of speed as well. I mean, that's one thing. Booker is definitely – he was a power running back, and it looks like you are, too. But it looks like you got some speed there, too, my friend.
Yeah, I got some.
And it also looked like you're able to catch the ball if you need to, and that was another thing that the Booker gave the Utes for sure. So the Utes could definitely be missing that. Is that an aspect of your game that you have worked on in the past, trying to catch the ball?
Yeah, and now how football is going, the running back has to be able to catch the ball at the backfield. So it's some part of that I work on.
Well, very nice. Maybe you can, real quick before we let you go, maybe you can just give us a quick preview of what you think your strengths, your biggest strengths are in the running game, and that way, you know, we can look forward to fall football with you.
I would say my strongest points of my game would be running between tackles, breaking tackles, and being an all-around great back for you guys.
Well, I saw some pretty impressive runs when it looked like you were getting a tackle for loss, a couple tackle for losses, and you ended up breaking those tackles and running for touchdowns. So as a Ute fan, I am very excited to see you on the field come fall. Congratulations. We're really looking forward to seeing you up here on the hill, and hopefully we'll catch up with you down the road.
All right. Thank you, man.
You can check out all of our interviews for great insight into the Utes, Cougars, Aggies, and Utah Jazz at TornbySports.com. For the boss man, Grant Bagby, I am Alan Martindale. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Torn by Sports Lunch Break.
This has been a Torn by Sports production.